Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Let's hit the guest line right now. Let's welcome aboard Dan Orlovsky. Rejoins us, ESPN football analyst, former UConn Husky, former NFL quarterback. He joins us now. Dan, Taz of the Moose with you. Thanks for a couple minutes this morning.
Say, Dan.
What's going on, guys? Appreciate you having me on.
No, thanks for taking the time here, Dan. You know, a couple things. Let's start here because it's been a talking point this morning. What's your take on the Julio Jones contract dispute down with the Atlanta Falcons?
Well, I agree with Julio sitting out. I mean, I understand people saying he's got some years left on his contract, but all that guaranteed money is gone. If you look at what he's done over the last three seasons, statistically, he's up there in the top. I think at worst, he's third in most everything besides touchdowns last year. And there's a few, maybe five or six guys in the NFL that impact games on Mondays before this Sunday of it. When, you know, I'm talking game planning by the defense. Julio's one of those guys. So I get it. I don't think it's that big a deal. But at the same time, at some point, his teammates, if this stretches on, his teammates are going to go, hey, you know, we're here working towards something. We need you here. So right now, I don't think it's a huge deal, but it's literally a day-to-day thing. But I agree with holding out.
Dan, what about Todd Gurley? Says, you know, he just signed a big deal, four-year, $60 million contract with $45 million guaranteed. And we were talking earlier, man, it's kind of like he's definitely like the several of the backs in the NFL now, more dynamic, a little bit different than backs of old, right? You know, where you see this being a trend going forward with guys like Barkley coming, going to the Giants out of Penn State, where he's versatile in the flat as a receiver, or, you know, he can dash, he can run you over, he can do whatever. You see this being a trend with running backs coming out of college into the NFL?
In essence, yes. Now, there's just not a lot of people like them
right,
to be able to
right.
actually go do it. But, yeah, I mean, David Johnson is probably the next guy, along with Le'Veon, obviously. You know, the thing is, you know, coaches are getting smarter as well of utilizing these guys that have these third down back skill sets and using them on first down. I mean, Gurley, if you look at – everyone talked about what Sean McVay did last year for Jared Goff, and that's usually the initial talking point. It might even be more impressive what happened with Gurley, to be honest with you. I mean, Gurley went from in 16 to like 885 yards and six touchdowns. Last year he had 1,319 just on the ground, 1,300 yards and 19 touchdowns just on the ground. But the thing that's crazy is in 16 he averaged like 70 yards a game, both running and catching the football. Last year it was like 140 yards running and catching the football combined. So he doubled his yardage output per game under McVay. So, yeah, it's certainly a thing where these running backs have these multidimensional talents, and no longer are they strictly being, you know, hindered to just doing it on third down. There are coaches that are smarter using them on first, second, and third down.
Dan, as camps are opening up here, getting set to open up, give our audience a team or two, NFL team, that you're most intrigued by going into the 18 season.
Yeah, I think for me it's the Chargers. I really do. You know, they were better than people think last year and almost squeak in. They played their whole year without their number one draft pick, Mike Williams. He's finally healthy. They went and got a fantastic football player in Derwin James in the draft. So it's almost like they had two first-round picks since they went the whole year without Mike Williams last year. And the way they're built defensively, they're incredibly difficult to play against because that Gus Bradley defense is, you know, it's okay, I need a defensive line. Well, they have that. Bosa and Melvin Ingram are remarkable. And then you have to be so patient playing against them when you're as an offensive football team because their defense is built to just bend but not break, and you force yourself into mistakes, and their offense is good enough where if you make one or two mistakes, they jump off on you 14-0 or 14-3, and it's a long road home. So I think that they're going to be a very, very interesting team moving forward.
Yeah, I completely agree with that for sure with the Chargers. Hey, so Dan, let's talk Dez Bryant, man. So what do you think? You know, there's been some scuttlebutt. Maybe he ends up with the Browns because of the stuff with Gordon, you know, wanting to just take a little – got to get himself right for a second or two here. Do you think that could be a good spot in Cleveland for Dez Bryant or someplace else?
Absolutely not, no. I mean, the Browns are trying to completely remake a culture, completely.
Right.
And you're not going to do that. I don't have anything negative to say about Dez when it comes to his work ethic or whatnot, but he obviously has a side to him that needs to be manicured. You know, it needs to be handled. And so I'm not bringing him into Cleveland. No, because if things go south and if things continue to, you know, if they don't turn around right away, does Dez want to be a part of that? Do you want a guy in the locker room like that, that, you know, isn't scared to raise his voice and isn't scared to speak up and isn't scared to, you know, say some things that might ruffle some feathers? So I wouldn't bring him in there, and I don't think, you know, the Browns are seriously entertaining it. I actually think the best place for him to go is Jacksonville. The best place, because for two reasons. Dez is at the point where he needs to have free access coverage, where corners are going to play off. There's no safety help over the top. Well, you get that with a really, really good run game. That's when he had his best years in Dallas, was when he was getting free access coverage and, you know, kind of physically manhandling corners just one-on-one. And so I think Jacksonville presents the best opportunity to get that coverage where he can just go be a big body receiver more often and not have to really be a premier route runner. And then, you know, their starters are, you know, Dante Moncrief and Marquise Lee. I mean, it's the second least productive, as far as catch-wise in their NFL careers, it's the second least productive group in the league. So I think because of those two fits, I have to see it at Jacksonville.
Danny, final one for me is, I asked you about a team that intrigues you. You said the Chargers. What team concerns you?
I don't want to say concerns, but New England. New England is, and every, I know the narrative is, oh, they handle the outside noise better than everybody. Well, it's been the noisiest offseason for them ever, you know, and Tom Brady is a year older, and I know he's one of the greatest ever, and he's defied all kinds of odds, but he's a year older, and they lost a lot of production. If you look at between Amendola and Deion Lewis and Cooks, that's 150 catches and like 12 touchdowns gone for a 41-year-old quarterback. That's a big, big deal. For your starting left tackle to be gone, that's a big deal. So they've won so many games for so many years in a row, but this is the loudest it's ever been for an offseason for them, and I think that you could start seeing the cracks start to show, and those cracks are bigger and bigger and bigger. And I think this is the start of, you know, a changing of the guard over there in so many different ways.
Dan Orlovsky, ESPN football analyst. Hey, Dan, we certainly appreciate a couple minutes this morning. Enjoy the rest of your Wednesday.
Thanks,
all right,
Dan.
Appreciate you guys having me.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.